Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Draymond, between the circles, walks up to the foul line, hands off Curry, chased by defenders, backs up, fly by, pump fake, three ball, good again! Number 30 with a triple! Curry! He walks over to the crowd, the far corner. It says, yeah, I may be 37, but I'm still a bad man. 33 points for Curry. Steph Curry has the headset on. He has joined us here downstairs.
Yes, sir. Come on. Now we roll.
Steph, I don't know if I can take a couple more games like that. Those last two games have been just unbelievable, high-level basketball. Tell me about this game. What was it like for you guys, and how did you guys fight your way to a win?
It started with Jimmy. He was unbelievable in the first half. Playoff Jimmy showing up. And I mean, he's been playing at such a high level. And then scoring, being aggressive, knowing how Memphis was playing, their strategy against us. And then from there, we just grinded it out. It was such a hard-fought Jimmy. Yes, sir. Such a hard-fought game, like you said. We've had games that have not gone our way. Obviously, some big shots down the stretch, but we got enough stops. And, you know, we like to make it interesting, up six with 50 seconds left, tooth and nail down the stretch. But this is playoff basketball. This is what you got to expect, and it's nice to come out on top.
How hard do you have to work when you're playing a guy, and you have to do this every night? How hard are you working to get free and to find ways to get free? As he gets a hug from Jimmy Butler, comes over.
I lost the question.
That's okay. Hey, it's all good. I was just going to ask you, how hard are you working to get yourself a shot with the way defenses are keying in on you?
I mean, it's been the same my whole career. It's just, you know, we have a very unique team where, you know, Draymond is such a great playmaker. You know, we have shooters around Jimmy, GP, guys that, you know, can finish in the paint, but teams are selling out a little bit more than usual, and all it is just, it's 48 minutes. That's the beauty of, you know, being in shape, conditioned to, you know, withstand that level of physicality and, you know, the endurance that's necessary, because at a certain point, you feel like you can break the defense down, and that's what happened in the fourth.
Man, Jimmy had the sweet Dalmatian look going today, didn't he?
What do you have? I didn't see
that. Was that the Dalmatian look? Not Butler, the other Jimmy.
Oh.
Yeah, that thing was nice.
Oh, Jimmy Goldstein?
Yeah. Okay. Dots and everything.
That's a closet that I would love to see.
I don't know how many people
would know who we're talking about, Jimmy Goldstein, but, yeah, he's never dull coming into an arena.
Dude, he's the best. He is the best. On the end, let's say from the left side of the court, if I blindfolded you, could you run to the right corner?
100%.
Yeah,
it's just like twinkle toes, just fine. The one that I got in N1, I thought I was out of bounds, kind of just, you know, walking the tightrope over there. But yeah, it's fun to relocate. You practice it so much in the off season, it shows up.
How do you know? Is it? I guess it's not instinctively, but you've done it so much. We see so many guys catch the ball now and step out of bounds because the defense really spreads you out as an offense because they have to cover so much ground. But how do you kind of understand where you're at, being behind the line, but not being over the out-of-bounds line? Because while a lot of people do that, you rarely do that.
That's the attention to detail. Coach Kerr, when he came in and that 14-15 season, that was actually one of our focuses in training camp. Actually, it was the next year because he was 1 year in, and we did it a lot that first year. And we do this thing where we call it big smalls. The guards are on one side shooting shots, and you run down the sideline. And he would stand there literally hawkeye the line, and if you stepped on the line, he'd lose his mind. It's almost as bad as, like, traveling to him. So,
not that bad.
It's only in practice. But the attention to detail, you know, it matters because those are possessions, and you don't want to give them away.
Hey, you got people waiting for you. We appreciate it. It's on to Houston.
Let's get it. Man, nice to have something solidified in terms of a schedule. I love it.
Yeah, thanks, absolutely. Steph.
All right, yes, man. Sir. Warriors Box on whatever that platform is.
All right, thank you, Steph. Thank you, Steph. He still remembers.
He still remembers. I love that.
It's a gift a broadcaster can only dream of.
Oh, man.
This was great as well. We've had two great games, and I mean great games, here at Chase Center in the last 3 days. The Sunday afternoon tip with the Clippers, one of the best regular season games ever played in the Bay Area. And then this one here tonight was just, you know, not as, you know, twists and turns, I think. But boy, it got dramatic there coming down the stretch. And I give the Grizzlies a lot of credit. That's a good team that plays hard. And they're fighting through, you know, the buzzword is adversity, but they're fighting through a tough situation. They lost their head coach, and that's only the 10th game they've had under the new head coach, and that's hard to do in this league. So they go home. They get ready for the winter against Dallas and Sacramento. Eric Hasseltine here. Give him a headset for a second. Eric Hasseltine, the voice of the Grizzlies. Oh, the pride of Walnut Creek and UC is Davis is here.
That's
always
it.
Great.
You guys are enjoying a little Ghost River from Memphis.
Yeah, thank you for the beverages.
Yeah, I just told Tim he's number one twice in my heart. And that's the same kind of number one the guy behind you when you slam on your brakes gives you, by the way.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I love you guys.
I love you, man.
It was a fun game.
It was a fun game.
No, it's never fun to be on the wrong side of those. And I said on ours, all season long, they've danced around that five-second call at critical moments where it just feels like the plays just take a smidge too long to develop. And if you jump it, you put yourself in the position to give the referee an opportunity to make the call. So
never seen that.
It's crazy.
I've never seen it in that. Yeah. But you know
what? Watch our teams a little bit more. You'll see some more stuff you haven't seen either.
But I will say this, though. I mean, that's the play everyone will talk about.
Yeah.
But it's hard to win a game on the road when you turn it over 20 times. And the team scores 27 points off your turnovers.
Yeah, that's been a problem all year. And a couple of them in critical moments. You go back to the fast break down two. Ja Morant's on the left side. He sees Zach Edey and just tries to throw up an alley-oop, and it gets intercepted, and it goes back the other way. You're thinking, just pull the ball back out. Yep. Set up your offense. But, you know, again, my fear going into this game, knowing both teams and watching both teams, is there's championship pedigree in the Warriors locker room, and the Grizzlies are still that team figuring some things out. And when Tom knows this, Tim, you know this, I know it from watching our club as well and other teams. When you have that experience, it can pay huge dividends. The little mistakes just seem to be fewer. The ball seemed to go your way. Just a couple of times. I really was complimentary to your group on our broadcast because they fought. They went and they just tried to do something. Whereas if you just give up the rebound, now I can't get there. There's a 7-footer. But maybe if I get my body into him, he doesn't corral it cleanly. Right. It slams down. And the minute one of those slammed down and went to Curry, I said, in my head, I wanted to say, you got to be blanking kidding me. On the air, I really wanted to say, no! But I just said, there's Curry. And of course it goes to Curry, and you already know the result.
The other thing that should be said, though, about the Grizzlies is I think that the way they played tonight, and as flawed as it was at times, right, and both teams were flawed at times,
sure.
But the fact that they're playing so hard in a situation that's tough, I mean, it's only the 10th game under a new head coach.
Yeah.
Your star player gets hurt during the game.
Yeah.
I mean, guys like Desmond Bane, I mean, what a pro he is. I mean, I was really impressed with the way they fought in that time when Morant, you still didn't know whether or not he was going to come back.
Sure, yeah, and that obviously was just an unfortunate situation. I agreed with the non-reckless closeout. Buddy didn't do anything other than just be in the spot, and it comes down, and obviously, you know, fans are always going to boo some calls. I thought for the most part it was a pretty fairly officiated game and that the Warriors took really good advantage of the times they were in the penalty, going against aggressive defenders, slowing down enough to draw contact. They fought. They really did. They showed a lot of moxie with that. Go back to the running left-handed hook. Jaren gets the matchup he wants, and the ball's halfway in, and it pops out.
Yep.
And those are the ones,
as
they're happening, you're like, oh, my gosh. Or like 9 times out of 10, that ball goes in the bucket.
The deep three by Bane.
But, you know, Curry had one rattle in and out, too. And then the offensive rebounds, I think the 4 points in the early part of the fourth quarter, because Ja was trying to play through it, and Moses Moody knew it. Moses Moody's like, this guy cannot box me out right now because he's a little hobbled. And so Moody just was a little quicker to the read. And I thought, again, tonight there was a couple of times where, obviously we know Draymond can read it, but different Warrior players read rebounds perfectly, knew where they were going, got to the spot. And in the first half, I thought your team had the game plan scouted so well. There were times it looked like they were ahead of the play.
Yeah.
They got into a position, and they might have been out of position because they got there too early.
Before we let you go, final question
yes.
for you.
Yes.
Matchup-wise, who do the Grizzlies match up better with, Sacramento or Dallas?
I would say Dallas, okay. Simply because they don't have the traditional point guard, although Sacramento, you could argue that they don't. But the certified Grizz killer is a thing we always joke about on our broadcast about
oh, yeah.
some of these guys, yep. and they have three. Zach LaVine, since the time he's been in the league, has absolutely eviscerated the Grizzlies. It didn't matter. Like, this guy would average 40 a night, it felt like, if he played the Grizzlies every night. Just the jump shot, he gets to his spots. DeRozan's been that way. And Sabonis is just so physical and tough and really gets into the Grizzlies. And I'll take some of Sabonis' numbers away from last year because we were guarding him with guys that basically right. got picked up off the street. And he had big numbers, but he's always been a physical presence in that physicality. And again, it's like the early part of this game. You got to dare the referees to blow the whistle.
Yep.
You keep playing, and you know, we were talking about Gary Payton is riding Ja Morant up the floor. In a regular season game, they probably call a foul.
Right.
And I said I would do it all night long until they blow the whistle. Well, now yeah. they just blew the whistle, so now you got to stop. So I think it's Dallas. I don't want to say that to be disrespectful to the Mavericks, and you can throw the last matchup out because nobody played for
right.
either team. But
right.
I just think the Grizzlies have played a little bit better against Dallas. You realize the Grizzlies now are winless in the state of California. Boy, way to come home strong on that one,
wow.
radio guy.
Wow.
Come back to your home state and go bagel style.
By the way, we use your calls all the time.
Thank you.
On Warriors Radio.
I listen a lot. I do. I love you guys as, you know, not only as a radio team, but also you're two of my favorite people, as I've told Tom numerous times. Being in Oracle and watching that group play was what shaped my love for the game, aside from just watching Dr. J as a kid and being the kid that had the Sixers stuff instead of Celtics or Lakers
wow.
and Warriors, because I still to this day love Purvis Short and Bernard King and had a
there
chance to talk to both of those guys. Purvis embarrassed me once at San Ramon Valley High School. I couldn't do the spider dribble at like 9 years old, and he just said, just go sit down, kid. And I said, yeah, I think basketball's
oh,
I might want to go somewhere else. It's
yeah.
been great. And, you know, Timmy, you know I love you. You've meant
yeah.
so much to me in my life. So I wish you guys all the best. It's hard because I do like a lot of the, you know, people for the Rockets too, but that's going to be fun. Dylan Brooks
yeah.
has got to come back here. I will definitely be watching no matter what that day.
Oh, we
sure.
love Dylan Brooks.
Yep.
Big fan.
Yes. Good
Big
luck.
Fam.
Great seeing
hey,
you.
Hey, thanks for stopping by.
I appreciate
for
you guys
yeah,
giving me
everything, brother.
RC
appreciate
is just
it.
Like, this guy gave me my headset back.
Yeah. yeah.
You're not getting paid by the word here, fellow. Just
yeah.
get out.
Yeah. yeah.
Trust
yeah.
me, the half
yeah.
the time he has it on, it's unplugged.
Yeah.
And then he
yeah.
listens.
Hey, at least he's trying to listen. My guys are in the back watching like WWE or something. Like, hey, you hear this. Oh, what? No, nothing. Some guys jumped off the top rope.
Theor.
All right. Eric Castletine, the voice of the Memphis Grizzlies, joining us. Great to see him as always. And nice, good information there. 121-116, Warriors with a win. And they get ready for the Houston Rockets. Again, Jimmy Butler was fantastic in this game. Curry was great. 37 points and 8 rebounds for Steph Curry tonight. 8 boards. He was their leading rebounder tonight.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, no, yeah, he is. He's their leading rebounder.
You know what I love? I love they had Post with 5, Steph with 8. Pods with 4. Green, Draymond had 6. Butler had 7. And you had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys with 4 or more rebounds. So, yeah, I mean, a good effort by them just kind of pitching in and getting it done on the boards.
So, Houston, Tom.
Houston.
What do you think?
Houston.
Houston.
Look, I like the matchup mostly because they've never been here before. Right? They got a lot of young guys on that team.
Yep.
Now, Van Vliet's been there before, but they don't have guys that have been in the playoffs.
You know, Brooks has been there
before.
A couple times.
Yeah, yep. I guess Brooks has been there, not deep, but
yep.
you know, a lot of their main guys, Thompson, Green, Shingun,
Jabari Smith
Jr.
Yeah, this will be their first taste.
Yeah, so I like it from that standpoint. And I like it because I trust the Warriors staff to come up with a good game plan for them on defense, because that's their one Achilles heel. Even though they scored much better the last couple months of the season, they're still a team that
can you trust them to make shots? Because once you get to the postseason, mid-range shots are important. You got to be able to hit those mid-range shots. Are they going to be able to do that? I mean, they're one really explosive guy that can create on his own and get his own shots, Jalen Green. I mean, he's the guy that can go and really do some damage on his own from the perimeter off the bounce. But make no mistake, when I say I think it's a better matchup for them than the Lakers, it doesn't mean I don't think that's a really good basketball team, because they are – whoo, they get after you on defense.
By the way, upcoming broadcast brought to you by Ticketmaster. It's just been released. The game will be Sunday, and that'll be a 6:30 tip West Coast time and 6 o'clock airtime. And then the next game will be Wednesday in Houston, and that is going to be a 6:30 tip, 6 o'clock airtime on Wednesday night. And then back home here at Chase on April 26th, Saturday, with a 5:30 tip, 5 o'clock for the pregame show. So it goes Sunday, Wednesday, Saturday, Monday.
I love how they really try to tighten the first round up, don't they? I mean, let's see if we can make it last a month and a half for the first round. It's amazing. So they got the late game. That'll be 8:30 Houston time on Sunday. Wow. I thought it'd be a little earlier than that, but whatever. Oh. Doesn't matter. But it's a tough team. Amen Thompson, I said he was a demon last time they played. I'm pretty sure he still is. Like, they're really good defensively, and they're really long, and they can get after you. They are active. They have Green, who's a solid defender, not great, but then you got Brooks and Thompson, and those guys can bottle up any 1-2 combo in the league. Jabari Smith Jr. comes off the bench. He's got length. Van Vliet isn't a good individual defender, but he's smart. He's tough. He makes you work. And, you know, you look at him and look at his numbers and go, huh. And then you watch him play. He brings leadership to that club, who's a young club. So it's going to be tough. It's not going to be easy. It's not like, oh, joy, you got the Rockets. Okay, here we go. It's going to be, hey, you know what? We got to buckle it up, because that team plays hard. You know, a team coached by Ime Udoka is going to be physical.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to get after you. So I'm looking forward to it. It's not the same as Warriors-Rockets used to be, where it used to almost be a referendum on basketball.
Ugh.
Do you want to play ball movement basketball, or do you want to play ISO basketball? Do you want to give the ball to one guy, or do you want everybody to share the ball? It's not that anymore.
Plus, you know, there's nothing but angst in Houston.
Yeah.
They are just, they're like, oh, really? The Warriors again?
The Warriors again.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to it. It should be a lot of fun. And you know what? Look to your left when you sit down on the plane. There may be somebody there that you used to see in the broadcast booth.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
Huh? How crazy is that?
Wow.
You sound like Owen Wilson.
Wow. We have a press release on that, RC? No.
Wow.
He says no. RC wants to go home. Okay.
RC says let's go. He's had it with both of us.
Exactly.
Jeez.
He's going to go home and complain to the cat.
How many other broadcast teams around the NBA like actually want to keep talking, and their guy says, "Let's go. We're tired of you guys. We're just done. Please." See, I've heard everything you have to offer.
You know,
go home.
He's just trying to avoid a chain of emails coming to him in the morning, you know.
Okay.
Because we don't get the grief. He gets the grief.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's go then. Right. I don't want him getting grief.
All right. That's Tom Tolbert. The final was 121-116. The Warriors have won a play-in game. They're now 1-3 all-time in play-in games. And it's on to Houston for a Sunday game against the Rockets.